The Rills and Landslide there. And I'm joined by Mitch from The Rills. The other two are in London. Mitch is the lead singer. So we've got the best of the band.
I'm sure they wouldn't agree with you there, but I would.
We've got the best of the band with us. How long have you been together for as The Rills?
It's a bit of a weird one, really, but The Rills has been a thing since, like, it's been The Rills since 2017, kind of that summer. But really, you know, me and Cal, who plays bass in the band, we were playing long before that. You know, we met when we were like 13, started playing together when we were, you know, about 14, 15, well, actually maybe more like 16. And yeah, then in, I think, 2018 it might have been the, this is kind of boring, but like, you know, September 2017, that's actually when we met Mason, because as I said to you off air, you know, we went to university in London and that's where we met Mason, who plays drums.
And a good drum player he is.
That's fantastic.
We heard Landslide there, one of the great songs from the EP. Where did you come up with the name The Rills? Where did that kind of come from?
Again, a bit of a weird kind of boring, weird story. I don't know. They're the only stories I've got. But yeah, we used to be a little band that kind of played about, you know, and we're actually given our first airtime on Siren FM and the Rock Train show, I think 2014. But yeah, we kind of moved on from that, and that was very adolescent, and we kind of wanted to be something different. And I remember specifically we were looking for something that had some kind of classic British element to it. I think we kind of thought, oh, you know, we didn't necessarily think that we wanted to be the band, but that's obviously what happened, you know. And I remember my dad saying something just while I was kind of like looking around for inspiration. He said something about a poem called Kubla Khana, right? And I thought he was on about like Club Tropicana or something, you know, right? So, and I ended up doing a bit of, you know, digging, and there isn't a poem called Kubla Khana, but there is a poem called Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And he was sort of like Wordsworth's, him and Wordsworth were like really good mates, but he was the sort of like scummy one. He was the kind of like, I think he was a bit of an addict, you know, yeah. Kind of, let himself very debaucherous and, you know, let himself kind of fall into disarray a little bit. But I was reading Kubla Khan, and yeah, and I came across this line. It was just a few words. I can't remember the exact context, but I saw with sinuous rills, and I think he was talking about smoke curling out, and I just loved the word rills. And then doing a bit of digging again on that actual word, a rill is a small, kind of like a stream, but that comes off a main body of water. But the way we interpret that is a rill is something that carves its own path. Mm. It's something off the mainstream. And so, yeah, when we say we're the rills, you know, that's what we're saying. You know, we feel like we're the underdogs. We carve our own path. And yeah, that's where it came from.
So when you found that and then went to the rest of the band with it and said, should we call ourselves the Rills? Yeah. Were they immediately on board, or did they say, that's a bit of a rubbish idea, or...
Do you know what? Like, truthfully, I have no idea, because it was that long ago, and I think we would have had that many ideas. Yeah. That would have just been the one that stuck, you know. Yeah. I think I've got a notebook somewhere where we were toying about with little logos, and that must have been the thing that made it stick, because for some reason it just looked best in a circle. So that was it.
It's a good name, though. It kind of, yeah, not thanks. Too long, flows off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a bit of a weird word, though, because a rill is not a common word at all. You know, I didn't know what a rill was before that word. And I think that's kind of what drew me to it, actually. But over the years, whenever we say, oh, yeah, we're the Rills, people usually go, what, the Reels? And I'm like, no, it's the Rills. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, there's always that. But yeah, I do love it.
So what is your music inspired by? Who is it inspired by?
Well, who and what? Interesting ways to phrase the question, but certainly Who. We've got the classic, you know, Indie OOs, bands, Arctic Monkeys, The Strokes, you know, that was the core foundation, and a lot of that is what brought myself and Callum together. And we were very into kind of like mod culture at the time, you know, we liked The Jam, and not so much mod culture, but The Clash as well. And then when we met Mason, those were things that we bonded on very, you know, very early on. But that's certainly not the only, you know, thing that we are inspired by. We are very much kind of the TikTok generation, you know, and a lot of tunes that that kind of find their way into becoming viral online, you know, of a completely different type to, you know, that indie OO's thing. And like, personally, this is crazy, but like, one of my favorite genres is Ghanaian high life, right? Which is like kind of like Afrobeat, you know. And Mason, when we first met him, you know, he's really big into metal, and you could probably hear bits of that actually in his drums bleeding through a bit. But it's actually very diverse, you know. And I feel like more and more we're starting to understand, you know, what, how those influences have an effect on our music. And yeah, you know, it kind of comes out as this sort of indie, dancey, punky thing.
I was going to say, Landslide in particular does sound, you do get kind of Arctic Monkeys vibes from it. So
yeah,
they were kind of a band that I was expecting you to say there. Yeah. Tell us about your latest EP, Aftertaste, and what people can expect from it.
Yeah, so the latest, I always find it's so difficult to talk about the music that you've got out right now, like, you know, the fresh stuff. But really, like, what I feel like is happening in Aftertaste is it is very much a chronological journey through a first love, you know, and it starts very, you know, passionate and I don't really know what the right word is for radio, but, you know, it's passionate, you know, and it's physical and it's funny as well. Spit Me Out, I think the first track is quite, some of the songs that I write, you know, can be very self-aware and silly sometimes, and I think that's definitely one of them where I'm playing about with that, you know. But yeah, like I say, you know, it's like passionate. And Landslide after that definitely follows on from that. There's a sense of something's not quite right in the relationship, but in the perspective of Landslide, you know, it's this person saying that, you know, I can see it, you're falling apart inside, right? And not to use the phrase falling apart, but, you know, the landslide imagery, it's something that, you know, the whole point of Landslide is the key line really is that I'm right here, won't leave or let go. You know, it's saying that I'll be here through no matter what, because that's the intensity of a first love, you know, that's what you genuinely believe, you know, that nothing could break it. And then Falling Apart following that, again, you know, a song that is kind of about a similar thing, but really Falling Apart is much more about how those feelings can sort of like spread, I guess, you know, for want for a better word. Sometimes when things are going wrong, you know, you can kill yourself to try and fix them. And that's very much what it's about. There's also a few things in Falling Apart that kind of, I didn't mean to be there, but things kind of about like just the way I felt growing up in general, you know, a lot of identity confusion. And, you know, because I've very much grew up in a kind of like masculine dominated environment, and that wasn't really me. So they kind of fell in there as well. But finally, on Brayford Odeon, for me to finish the longest explanation of an EP ever, it's the end. It's 100% the end, and it's Looking Back, and it's very sad. And but also, you know, it's looking back sort of like earnestly, you know. I feel like most people look back at their first love, however it ended, you know, with kind of rose-tinted glasses. And I think that's what that song's about, definitely, you know.
And the EP's called Aftertaste, despite the fact there's not a track on there called Aftertaste.
That's
so,
right, yeah.
How did that name come about?
Yeah, so We actually, even though Do It Differently, the EP before, it was called Do It Differently after the sort of title track, you know, it's not something that we even intended to do on that. We actually had several names for Do It Differently as well before. And one of the names I thought we were going to call this EP, and then it didn't get called that. And we just came up with lots of ideas. We wanted something that really encapsulates that feeling. And the reason why we went for Aftertaste more than anything is because, like I say, it's along this EP, it's this very clear story that I feel like people can relate to at very different points, but ultimately it's the end of it. You know, when you finish that EP, the residual feeling that I think you should get from it is the aftertaste of that first love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it starts with Spit Me Out. You know, it's very tongue-in-cheek, talking about mouths and tastes, and ends, you know, looking back all sad and maybe eating some popcorn in the Brayford Odeon, I don't know. but yeah, you know, that's what you get. That's what this feeling is. It's the aftertaste of
The Rills and Brayford Odeon. I'm still joined by Mitch, the lead singer in the studio. The other two have gone on a jolly to London. So he's here chatting with me, and that track is one of my favourite songs on the EP, Brayford Odeon. How did you come up with this track, and what did the Brayford Odeon have to say about it?
Thanks very much, man. I'm glad you like the track. It's a bit of a weird one. Again, like, how I came up with this, I don't really know. I remember I...
You have this experience in a Brayford Odeon?
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. You know, these are like... There's lots of elements in this song that are like real truths of my life, but obviously, you know, I've got a bit of artistic license. I can pick and choose little bits, you know, to kind of make it feel nicer. But the weird thing is, we as a band only really kicked off a few years ago, because we kind of sort of blew up online, and then we got like record labels interested in us, but we had no songs, and so everybody was panicked because we were in lockdown. We couldn't really see each other. So a friend of mine said, look, come and stay around my house for a month. He's got like his parents sort of have like cottages that they rent out. And he says, look, we'll go on for a month and you just write. And I actually wrote this song then. And this was when I was writing for the Do It Differently EP. But for some reason, it didn't feel right at the time. And I definitely didn't think it was ever going to be anything. Until, you know, the next kind of EP comes around and I'm just playing about with this track. And everybody's like, yeah, we need to get that track on there. So, yeah, it was a bit of a weird one how it kind of came about. But, yeah, in terms of the writing bits, yeah, 100%, you know, like I've been to the Brayford Odeon so many times, like, and I will say it's not a good choice for a first date, to be honest. You know, you're not doing a lot of talking. It's better off, but you know, but anyway, like, yeah, it's, you know, these are truths of my life, and that's what you've got to write about. You know, if you want to write anything that means something to other people, you've got to write from the heart. So,
and how did the audience respond to it? You've been there over the last few days doing a bit of stuff for social media. Did they recognise you and go, they're the ones that wrote the song about us?
No. So we actually got on TikTok, we got Odeon's main account. They sort of recognised us. Same on Twitter, actually. But no, I made a bit of a joke about it. Yeah, I went to the Odeon and filmed a video where, you know, nobody knew who I was for obvious reasons. You know, I'm just a guy. Yeah, and I just made a bit of a joke about, oh, no one even knows that I wrote the song. But somebody actually tweeted me earlier on in the week something fantastic. They went, oh my God, look, they made a place out of the song. I was like, yeah, they did. The song definitely came first.
Yeah, definitely. Where can people purchase the EP from?
So depending on what you want, if you would like, and I absolutely recommend getting it on vinyl because it sounds amazing.
And vinyl's so in now, it's back in again.
It's fantastic. It's just such a vibe. You know, it's all about the vibe with vinyl. But yeah, if you do want it on vinyl, there are two fantastic places in Lincoln that you can buy vinyl. First of all, there's Back to Mono. A lovely guy called Jim runs the shop, and he's always got bits and bobs in. He's always helping us out. Lovely guy. And also HMV Lincoln have been fantastic on this release, giving us loads of support, and they've got all the vinyl in the front of the shop. So if you want to get your hands on vinyl, head to either of those stores, both run by fantastic people. And if you want it online, I think you can just get it via is it Apple Music these days? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or you can just stream it on all major streaming platforms.
And where can people see you in the near future performing if they want to come see you live and get those vibes going in person?
Oh, I'm going to have to get the calendar out for this because my memory is absolutely dreadful. But we are playing live somewhere not too long away. So the next one we're actually doing is on the 30th of April. We're going to do a nice one all day in Leeds at Belgrave Music Hall and Canteen. And that is a fantastic show because Nice One is the record label that we're on, and they've had some fantastic artists. They're like a Tastemaker UK label run by two fantastic guys, Pete and Alex. And even before we were signed to them, they've had some of my favourite bands on there, Hotel Lux, Sports Team. And at this day event, they're bringing back all of like their favourites at the minute. So I do believe English Teacher, Courting, Ourselves, you know, all of the favourites to the Nice One, you know, diehard fans out there. So, yeah, you can come check us out then.
And where on socials can people find you if they want to keep up with all things The Rills?
Yeah, if you want to keep up with everything The Rills, you want to check us out on either TikTok at RillsBand, or you want to check us out on Instagram at TheRillsBand. You can also find us on Twitter as well. That's just The Rills. We're also on Facebook, if that's your thing.
And we'll share those socials later today. Thank you very much for coming in and giving me your time. And I'll let you continue with your day pestering the Brayford Odeon.
Thanks very much for having me, mate.